Numbers that might surprise you, though. The OECD Education at a Glance update shows that we spend more out of any national budget on schooling than any other advanced nation in the world. Isn't that surprising? And yet, as a parent, as any parent knows full well, it doesn't stop you handing out even more by way of fundraisers and donations. So what are we actually spending it on? Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative, Eric Crampton's with us. Eric, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's 3.9% of our national income. Is the trick here our income? So if our income's low, therefore the dollars are low, therefore it looks like we're spending a bigger proportion than we might actually be, if you know what I mean.
Well, both are measured in New Zealand dollars. So if you're taking an absolute US dollar value, then there'd be something to it. But if you're looking at a fraction of GDP, then that's always going to automatically be adjusted for currency differences. So we're spending a fair bit. And the disappointing part is that we've seen flat or declining PISA scores, depending on which measure that you're looking at, despite the relatively high levels of spending.
And the private funding, OECD average is 10%. That's parents dipping into their pockets. Average is 10%. We're on 17%. Is that just habit and expectation? We believe we're poor at school, therefore we need to spend more money.
Well, it's a mix of things. I think part of it is that the government very rightly spends a lot more money on poorer schools than with richer schools. So the last time that I'd run the figures, there's a website that the ministry has where you can put in your school number and you can just play with some of the figures. And when I adjusted our school from being a decile 10 school to being a decile 1 school, their per student funding went up by $1,000 a head. So in the higher decile schools, they're getting a lot less funding from the government because the parents can make up the difference. And then the parents have to go and run the school auctions and all the like. That gets some of the distance between. Now, it's good that the government does put more money into the lower decile schools. They've got a harder job ahead of them. But we shouldn't then point to parents in richer schools fundraising to make up some of the difference as being a problem.
And our classes are bigger as well.
Yeah, we've got fairly large class sizes. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing, though. There was some important work by Treasury a few years ago that was pointing out that you get a lot more bang for the buck by having higher quality teachers in the classroom. So if you have a choice between having a really good teacher in front of 30 students or kind of a middling teacher in front of 20 students, you're going to do better with the really good teacher in front of 30 students. The worry is that we still haven't quite got teacher quality up to where it needs to be.
Good on you, Eric. Appreciate your time as always. Eric Crampton out of the New Zealand Initiative, 13 past 7. Hosking. Last night, TV3.